Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for October 31st. I'm Dr. Nikki Eckermans, and today we are going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Thursday's episode of DTNS, we talked about MIT's Computer Science Artificial Intelligence Laboratory, or CSAIL, deploying autonomous passenger boats in the canals of Amsterdam. They call it Rowboat, and it has been in development for 6 years. Full-scale service will be able to carry 5 passengers or transport additional loads or collect waste, and it launched just this week. Rowboat is fully electric and can navigate all on its own, kind of like a ghost ship, which is very spooky, right? Let's get into some ghost ship science. CSAIL, alongside the Sensible City Laboratory and the Amsterdam Institute for Advanced Metropolitan Solutions, started prototyping small vessels in the MIT pool in 2015. Last year, the team released a half-scale 2-meter-long boat, and now it's out in full scale. Rowboat is fully electric with a 10-hour charge and can navigate Amsterdam's waters all on its own. It has the ability to dock in a port or approach another boat safely using dynamic positioning. It uses GPS for routing and cameras as well as LiDAR to avoid obstacles. An onshore operator can monitor up to 50 boats remotely. LiDAR stands for Light Detection and Ranging. It's an active remote sensing system used for measuring the exact distance of an object on the Earth's surface, and when it's coupled with GPS, it can calculate very accurate geospatial measurements. A pulsed laser is directed towards an object, and the time it takes to return is used to calculate the object's distance. This then generates 3D spatial information about the object's position. Other examples of LiDAR use include oceanography to visualize the ocean floor or archaeology to locate ancient structures like roads and buildings. The rowboat uses LiDAR along with 360-degree cameras and feeds this information to an algorithm to understand its surroundings. These are similar algorithms that are used for self-driving cars. For example, when an object like a canoe is perceived by these cameras, the algorithm flags it and alters rowboat's path by activating the thrusters and propelling the boat to move around the object. And it will be able to easier recognize this object in the future thanks to this algorithm. Rowboat's latching mechanism is equally as impressive as it uses specific QR codes to connect to other boats or dock itself. This system allows rowboat to form temporary bridges between canals or floating stages and dock itself in a designated location. CSAIL hopes that future iterations of rowboat will soon pilot the public domain. Other companies in the marine industry are developing autonomous ships for purposes varying from cargo to surveillance and defense, oceanography, or sailing. Artemis Technologies designed a self-sailing catamaran featured in the 2017 America's Cup, and IBM is developing a new AI-guided Mayflower full of oceanographic sensors and anti-collision systems. But it's still in the testing phase to see if it can properly function in high-traffic areas, since the Mayflower's maiden voyage aimed to recreate the trip of its namesake, but failed 3 days in. Rolls-Royce is working on an autonomous ferry in Finland that can also be remote controlled and has racked up over 400 hours of sea trials. But of all of these boats, Rowboat is the first to launch into the mainstream, if you know what I mean. These autonomous boats really redefine the meaning of a skeleton crew. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcast. You can suggest which science headline you want me to cover next week by tweeting at Daily Tech News SH, or you can find me at Ackerman's Nicole on Twitter. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And for those who celebrate it, happy Halloween.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.